Chapter 3. Searching for Lisa. For the next 4 hours, Amy and Claire walked around Sydney. They even walked the 10-kilometre Manly Scenic Walkway because they knew that Lisa liked the views from there. They asked everybody they knew, "Have you seen Lisa?" And they showed her photo to strangers.
"This is useless,"
said Amy, looking at the view of Sydney Harbour.
"Nobody has seen her.
Why don't we go back to Bondi Beach? Maybe somebody will remember her from the party last night,"
said Claire.
"Okay,"
agreed Amy.
"But if nobody there knows where she is, I think we should go to the police."
Amy and Claire walked up and down the beach, showing everyone Lisa's photo. It was 2 o'clock. The sun was hot.
"I need to put some sun cream on,"
Amy said, looking at her red arms.
"Do you want to go to that bar over there and have some lunch? Then we can go to the police station,"
said Claire.
"Do you think something has happened to her?"
Before Amy could answer, a blonde Australian girl came over to take their order.
"Can we have one tuna salad, one chicken salad and a large bottle of water, please?"
asked Claire.
"Were you here yesterday at the party?"
asked Amy hopefully. The waitress was very small, and Amy thought she recognised her.
"Yes, but I was working."
"Did you see our friend?"
asked Claire, showing her the photo. The waitress took the photo from Claire and looked at it carefully. Amy and Claire expected her to say no, but then she smiled.
"Ah, yes, I remember her. I remember thinking how pretty and tall she was."
Amy and Claire became very interested.
"You don't remember if she was with anyone?"
asked Claire.
"What time was it when you saw her?"
interrupted Amy.
"It was about 11, and yes, she was talking to a man. He had black hair."
Amy opened her mouth to ask another question, but the waitress stopped her.
"I'm sorry, but that's all I can remember. I didn't see his face. It was dark."
With a kind smile, she went to get their food.
"Who's got black hair?"
said Amy excitedly. But before she thought of anyone, her mobile started ringing. Her hand was shaking when she answered,
"Hello?"